Hi, and welcome to First Bite, a Nation's Restaurant News podcast. I'm your host, Holly Petrie. Today is Thursday, September 8th, and here are your top stories. First, McDonald's to introduce cheese Danish as a limited-time offer. The McCafe item is a reboot of a pastry from the 1980s. Second, Mr. Beast Burgers opens its first brick-and-mortar location in New Jersey. The virtual brand with 1,700 locations is venturing into the traditional restaurant world. Third, legislation that protects California fast food workers is signed into law. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill into law on Labor Day and will begin to create a council to set labor standards for the quick service industry. Fourth, Oppo Pam reveals new store design. The bakery cafe chain's units will focus on the off-premises experience. And finally, E. coli outbreak linked to Wendy's romaine expands to 6 states. Kentucky and New York were added to the list with reported cases. Now let's dive deeper into one of these stories. Long gone are the days of restaurant brands just using social media to be sassy. Now it's time for them to be savvy on social media. And virtual restaurant Mr. Beast Burger was a perfect example of capitalizing on a moment. It launched in December 2020 in a partnership with Virtual Dining Concepts and now operates in more than 1,700 locations nationwide. When the brand debuted, it was met with national acclaim, one of the biggest virtual brand openings ever. Now it has a brick-and-mortar location in the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. Thousands of fans gathered on Monday to watch Mr. Beast cut the ribbon at the first permanent location of the chain that spawned over 1,000 virtual units. Hear what I have to say on the matter. You know, Mr. Beast Burgers is a really interesting category to talk about because it was this viral moment for a virtual brand, something we've never, ever seen before. And I don't think we will ever see again. It was this YouTube moment with this celebrity who has 200 million subscribers, which is insane even for YouTube. And he opened this virtual brand, which overnight had hundreds, if not thousands, of locations immediately. And that's just something that you don't see. And the demand was insane and it sold out immediately. And there was just this momentum for Mr. Beast Burgers right away in a way that we have not seen for virtual brands ever. And so there was this way to capitalize on it that now it's at 1,700 units nationwide. So it definitely was able to capitalize on the momentum and keep going. And now this full service brick and mortar in the American Dream Mall is a way to really take it to the next level and to say, you know, I'm here to stay. I'm here to become a restaurant player, not just a virtual brand. But it's interesting for Virtual Dining Concepts as well, because Virtual Dining Concepts is, in its name, about virtual dining concepts. So it's really interesting to hear from them, you know, that they're kind of branching out into this brick and mortar world with Mr. Beast Burgers, and to really see them come together in this way. There were thousands and thousands of fans at the opening at the American Dream Mall, which was crazy to see in these pictures. They were holding up signs for Mr. Beast. They were, I mean, it looked like in the 60s when you see those photos of Elvis or the Beatles. I mean, it almost looked like Beatlemania, just the way that these people were waiting for him. It was crazy, but also beautiful. There's just something about it that I find so amazing, that we still have this kind of excitement around restaurants in this country. And so to see that was really exciting. And so this is a brick and mortar restaurant. I mean, we still have brick and mortar restaurants here. There's something to say for that we still have brick and mortar restaurants in the country, that we still have excitement around brick and mortar restaurants. But Mr. Beast is taking the next step, and he, Jimmy Donaldson, the name behind Mr. Beast, is taking the step to really make this brick and mortar restaurant happen. And so that is super exciting to see that you can take this virtual brand. I mean, we've already seen people transition from virtual brand to brick and mortar, or brick and mortar to virtual brand. We've seen both transitions, but we've never seen something with this kind of capacity, something with this kind of volume before, really transition from virtual brand
to brick and mortar. I mean, they're going from 1,700 to one. So that's a really interesting transition to see. But the American Dream Mall is a big mall. It is no small place to be. It's in New Jersey, right outside of New York City. It's a giant mall. I mean, almost anything you could ever want is in that mall. Almost anything you could ever think that you would want is in that mall. So it's definitely somewhere to be if you want to be anywhere. And it's great because it's kind of all in one convenience that it has in a way that New York City can't really have, this sort of containment that you can just be in the mall and shopping and then go to Mr. Beast. And so I think that they're going to see a lot of business here. I think that it was a really smart move to open up inside of American Dream. So I think we're going to see some really big numbers from them. And I think that this is going to be a really successful location. And I think that there's a lot of kids who go to American Dream. I could almost see this at other malls. Like, this could be a really big food court place. And it could be really exciting to see where Mr. Beast Burgers can go, especially because it has so much potential to really expand in the franchising world, or for these virtual concepts to take themselves brick and mortar. I'm not quite sure what the deals that they have with Robert Earl and the virtual dining concepts are, but it'd be really interesting to see if these virtual brands could ever take their brands, Mr. Beast Burger, could ever take them brick and mortar, and then you could almost overnight have 1,700 units and it would just pop up like that. That would be really interesting to see. I'm not quite sure what the mechanics are on that or what the deals they've worked out, but that would be really interesting to think about, maybe free idea. So I definitely think that it's something that we just have to wait and see, but it's really exciting to see the way that celebrity and social media have been playing together. We just saw Chipotle do a campaign with a TikTok star. I think we're going to see a lot more of this, a lot more of combining with this social media star in terms of advertising, in terms of brand building, in terms of, I mean, Emma Chamberlain just had a deal come out. She has her own coffee now. So I think that we're going to see a lot more of this come around, and we're going to see a lot of partnerships between YouTubers, TikTokers, Instagrammers, and these big brands, because they're realizing that that's the future. That's really, these moments are something you get to seize, and that that's going to be a big, important deal. So I think that's going to be where we go. And I think that Mr. Beast Burger was really the first one to take the reins and ride. And I think that everybody else is just going to pick up the torch from there. So we're just going to have to see.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of First Bite. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new one. Until then, stay up to date with all your news on NRN.com.